right, I've got the food. D's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. I'm especially excited this week.
Yeah.
Because just the other day, the premiere of the new season of Top Chef shot here in Madison along with Milwaukee and Door County. So I've been a Top Chef fan for many, many years.
Yeah.
I've taken a couple years off from watching it, but I'm back this season.
Hell yeah,
I'm
dude.
I'm not going to say anything about what happened on Wednesday night, just in case folks are still waiting to watch it, but I'm excited about this.
Awesome.
New host.
Yeah.
New host is Kristen Kish. She is a former champion of Top Chef, and now she's hosting the show. So today, I found a recipe from Kristen Kish to share with you today, and it's an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Not just any ice cream sandwich, though. This is apple pie a la mode ice cream sandwiches is what we made for today. And it was one of the recipes that she made when she was a contestant on Top Chef. And
yeah.
It impressed the judges, to say the least.
Yeah, when you sent me this recipe, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I am so all about this. And I wanted to pair it with, one of my favorite styles of beers overall is a Dunkel. They're just malty and roasty and yummy. And I thought when I think of like a beer float, I always kind of go towards like a Dunkel stout, you know? So I got a Warsteiner Dunkel that we're going to pair it with. And despite it being so roasty and malty and kind of like breadier, it's only 4.8 ABV. So some of these tend to get up there, but this is nice, 4.8. Yeah. So
for this ice cream sandwich itself, the cookies are homemade and they're basically a sugar cookie dipped in cinnamon sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Before they're baked. And then the ice cream is actually just vanilla ice cream. And then you make kind of an apple pie filling and you cook that down till it's almost caramelizing, then let it cool off and then mix it in with the ice cream.
Nice.
And then freeze it back up again. So that's what we have here. And
it's going to be amazing.
I had it last night. I was impressed, so I'm looking forward to this now.
Okay, I haven't had it. This is my first go around here, and I've been craving ice cream, so this is perfect. Who says you can't have ice cream right now, right?
Let's give it a shot.
Mmm, yummy.
It's somewhat slightly messy too.
Mm-hmm. I like messy
food. All over the studio here.
Don't listen, Trevor.
Right.
Mmm. Oh, but heck yeah. That's so dreamy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible. Like, the sandwich itself tastes like apple pie.
Yeah, it's super good.
But it's ice cream.
Yeah.
And cookies. And then you add that beer to it.
Oh, my God. And it's just creamy. And this is like this might be my all-time favorite pairing that we've ever done. Then again, I really do love ice cream a lot. Oh, yeah.
And beer. You love beer, too.
Uh-huh. A lot.
Which I'm a fan of both, too.
Mm. I would totally put a scoop of ice cream in there, too.
Absolutely.
Do a beer float.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've not done a lot of beer floats, but that just makes such total sense, what you're saying there.
This is magical. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I feel like I've reached nirvana.
All right. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.